that's all. Welcome back, Michael. You're listening to The Michael Dresser Show. Michael Cirachi with us. He is, let me say that right, Cirachi. Did I get it, Michael?
I'm very close. It's Cherokee. Ah. It's Cherokee Indian, only with a slightly different accent.
Cherokee. Close?
Right. Perfect. Ah.
Wonderful. He's a writer, a technology consultant. He's worked as an engineer and a surveyor and currently specializes in information security and cryptography. He was originally trained as a musician and still plays the trumpet and bass with various groups. He is the author of The Human Brand, How We Relate to People. Whoops, that's not it. Where do you go? I got you.
Nope.
I got you. That's two. I owe you two. The Physics of Success, Getting the Car You Want from the Universe That You Live In. Ah, we got through that. Everything from here should be good.
Yes, absolutely.
Michael, when you really come down to it, I totally believe that. I remember there was a particular car that I wanted, and I spent months with the, I'd go into a market, and I'd pick up those, you know, the free auto traders, and I sat there for months, and every couple of weeks when it would come out, I would go to the page for the car that I wanted, and I don't know how it happened, but one day, I ended up getting that car, and I'm standing in the garage, and then it hit me. The car that I've been looking for in the Auto Trader was sitting in the garage.
Yep, exactly. And that's how I got started on success principles, actually. So the I had read the book Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill when I was really young, and I went through all the stuff, and I studied diligently and took my notes and did everything he said, and then I must have seen a squirrel or something and totally forgot about it, right?
Yeah.
And it was a couple or 3 years later, I had actually gone and pulled out my notes from that period of time, and I realized that everything that I had written down, everything that I had done while I was reading that book had absolutely come true. And it was almost a terrifying experience because, like you said, you just look out there and you go, wow,
yeah,
this is what I was thinking of when I wrote that down. Yep.
Yeah, and also, too, you have to be specific about it. And the reason I say that is this. A quick story about the guy. All he wanted was the Cadillac in his driveway. That's all he could see. He wanted a Cadillac in the driveway. So he lost his job. He lost his home. And about a year later, he's driving past the old house. Guess what was in the driveway? The Cadillac.
Okay.
Yeah.
Somebody else's Cadillac.
Absolutely, but it was in the driveway.
Yep. So and that brings up another thing that you need to do, which is personalize it. Make sure it's your Cadillac, and you see yourself in the Cadillac, just not a Cadillac.
You know, I've always believed, when it comes down to it, that what was that, the secret were about the laws of attraction and so on and so forth. And to validate that, you know, we come onto this planet with something called free will. It's like you're dealt a hand of cards, and you have the ability to play it. And God, quote unquote, never says no. You want poverty? Yes. You want happiness? Yes. You want sickness? Yes. You want whatever you want, you're going to get for whatever reason. And if we look at all the things that we've drawn to us that we don't like, just imagine what would happen if you had the steps to draw to you what you do like, and it was a conscious choice and decision.
That's exactly correct. And a lot of people have brought up that comparison to what's in the Physics of Success and compared it to The Secret. And the difference or the fundamental difference is I believe that we actually draw ourselves to a place where what we want has come true, or not has come true, but actually exists. And I liken it more towards like a road trip. So in other words, I live in Atlanta. I want to drive to Miami. I know how to get there because I look at maps. I figure out how long it's going to take and what route I'm going to take. And I don't have to plan out every gas station stop or if I'm going to stop at a hotel or if I am, which hotel I'm stopping in. I can't even plan for flat tires or things like that. But ultimately, I'm going to get there because I know where I'm going. I have a map. And I believe that when you apply success principles correctly, whether it's for a car or for your relationship or your career, that what happens is there's a place in the universe where that exists, and what you do is you direct yourself, you direct your consciousness towards that place, and it actually slots in very, very nicely with the way they're looking at contemporary physics these days, and which is how this all came to be.
Now, as you were talking, I get this vision. Okay, stop me if I'm wrong here. If you say that there's a place in the universe where that's at, which would mean we live in dimensional universes, and there is a dimension of the universe right now that has everything that you want in it, but what you have to do is to be able to connect with it so you can transfer it over.
Very close, yeah. And what happened to me was I was actually reading about physics, and I didn't set out to write a book about this, but what happened was I had this epiphany of how this could actually work. I was reading about physics. I'm an engineer. I like that stuff. And as I said earlier, I believe in these success principles, but I never knew why they worked. And then I realized, wow, this would explain it. And the fact is, for more than 100 years now, since the days of Einstein, everybody's heard of this space-time continuum. Well, that's from Einstein. That's more than 100 years ago. And the space-time continuum is a four-dimensional continuum, and then the general theory of relativity is a five-dimensional universe, and we can actually measure and see those five dimensions. So automatically out the gate, there's two more dimensions out there than we are used to thinking about. And this has been the case for 100 years or 98 years in the case of general relativity. When you start looking at string theory that they're looking at today, they're looking at a minimum of 9 and as many as 26 dimensions. And these aren't different places. This is, let's just say, 11 dimensions. That's the number I like. That's the theory I like.
Yeah.
But the 11 dimensions, you actually exist in those because you are, in fact, made out of matter, and matter exists in those dimensions. That means you exist in them. And it's really kind of an interesting thought. And the whole idea is, from Einstein again, we're traveling through the space-time continuum. The big question is, where are we going, and is it possible to influence where we go? And then that's where we come in with the physics of success, and that's how it's all spelled out in the book.
But if you don't direct where you're going, how do you get anywhere?
Well, that's the ticket, you see, because we are directing where we're going. Like you said, the expectations, you draw things to yourself, or you draw yourself to things. In a way, it doesn't really matter which way you look at it. But the idea is, as you go along in life, you have a certain vision of where you're going, or you don't have a vision at all, in which case you're kind of at the mercy of other people around you and their vision of where you are going to land. So really, the way I look at the physics of success and the way I describe it is actually taking control of your life, taking control of your destiny, and you choosing where you plan on ending up in this world.
But that's the key, and you just said something about other people taking control over your life. If you're living your life, and most people live this way, based on what somebody else thinks, based on getting their approval and so on and so forth, then you don't get there. You're in the dimension of, I always have to ask for it, and I'm always under somebody else's wing, quote unquote. When you step out there in your own dimension for yourself to realize that you can do it, you don't need anybody around you. Wanting and needing are two completely different things. But when you get past this need thing, I think that would open you up to those dimensional choices that most people don't know are there.
Yes, exactly correct. And so, as you go in life, and that's why I like the idea behind the physics of success is not just, first off, the physics of success boils down what the success principles are in very clear terms. Here's five things you need to do. Then it says, here's how that all works in terms of how you interact with the universe. And it's very physics. To me, it's like hitting a nail with a hammer kind of physics. It's not some metaphysical thing and laws of attraction, and it's actually the law. It's like the law of gravity. So knowing why it works serves three purposes. Number one, if you know how something works, you can generally figure it out on your own, the right thing to do. Additionally, if you don't understand how something works, you tend to either mistrust it or actually fear it, because we fear the unknown. And lastly, and I think this is the most important, it's had the most impact in my life, is if you understand what you're doing, and as you said, your visualization and taking control of your life, as opposed to just letting other people control you, if you start to think the wrong way or do something the wrong way, you'll realize, wow, that's counterproductive. That's not getting me in the right direction to where I'm going. And I think that's one of the most valuable lessons in the book.
No, absolutely. And when you really come down to it, we have choice. That's the most important thing that we have, is the word choice. You can't, if somebody walks up and smacks you in the nose, you didn't have much choice. That, you know, externally, it happened to you, didn't see it coming, it happened. But what you have is the choice of how you're going to respond and react to it. I mean, that's really what it is. Choice is dealing with what is. Choice is being able to handle all of those things that come at you, and most people don't think that they have choice. You have choice in everything of how you want to respond and how you feel.
Yes, absolutely. And I actually have a chapter in the book, even though it might be about success or physics, it's a chapter on accountability. And the accountability comes in if you believe you have some control over your success, then all of a sudden you have to take responsibility for everything, the success and the failures. And if you do something or you end up someplace you don't like, you scratch your head and say, how did I get here? How can I fix it? And then go about fixing it. And you'll be amazed. It'll work wonderfully.
Oh, no question about it. Because when it really comes down to, if we know we have choice and you don't have to have permission for the choice, things really work well. But it's that first step into the reality of who and what you really are. And I would venture to guess that most of us have no idea who we are.
That's one of the hardest parts. As you said, this step one is figuring out what you want out of life. And I think that is the part that stumps everybody. And it comes down to who you are and who you want to be. That's exactly correct.
Yeah, and I think the big step is that it's okay to be you. That's so important. And most people, the biggest problem is that fear of acceptance, fear of not making somebody happy. And I mean, the list goes on and on. But that it's okay to be you. It's okay to want what you want, to be who you are, to feel the way you feel, and go on from there. There's where your most powerful people start their life in the morning with, is they know who they are, and it's okay to be who they are. And if somebody doesn't like them, that's okay too.
Yep.
Yeah,
exactly.
Always loved every second of that part. But when it comes down to it, that's what it is, and let's call it, that's why it is, and it's okay, and living is okay. Now, I read the book page by page, cover to cover. What's my takeaway? What do I, Michael, get that I didn't have before I read the book?
You have an idea of how to control your life from the standpoint of thinking in terms of that road trip I was talking about. If you're in Seattle, you want to go to Miami, you'd go southeast. You may not get there the most efficient way, but you'll get there. But the idea is that you have a direction to go. And as long as you look at the road signs and you turn south and you turn east, and, you know, when you start to turn north, like I said, you realize, nope, that's not the right direction. I need to go the other way. That's where you're going to end up. And what I found is, again, it puts me in control of my life so that I'm not looking around for excuses. I'm not looking for things. And really, the change in my life from the time that I, from long before I wrote the book till right now, is just amazing. I've seen people who have saw me 10 years ago and see me now, and they just go, wow, what happened to you? And they're all good things. So, and it's been a complete, it's not just getting a car.
Yeah.
like you said, it's the car was the thing. It's kind of an inside joke. That was the first thing that happened to me, and it was just amazing at the time. But your health, your weight, your spiritual life, your my spouse, everything, finances, everything.
Sure.
Can get better. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Yep. Now, we're starting to run out of time. Do you have a website we can find you and the book at?
Certainly do. The website is thephysicsofsuccess.com, no punctuation. That will take you to my site. I have lots of notes there. I'd love for people to read them and comment on them. And you can order the book, of course. And that should do it, thephysicsofsuccess.com.
Hey, Michael, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate your time.
I appreciate yours, too. Thank you very much.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We'll see you, Michael. Bye-bye.
Some of these days, you'll feel so lonely.